Now to close up, farmers are being reassured about the safety of a chemical found in weed killer. The New South Wales Farmers Association says glyphosate is an essential tool for production. I caught up with Agriculture Science Committee Chair David Mailer.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of angst about some of the decisions that have been made and court judgments that have been made around glyphosate. And look, our concern is that this is a really important piece of chemistry for agriculture in Australia. You know, the agriculture community relies on glyphosate and, to provide some pretty significant ecosystem services. And those ecosystem services, you know, I'm old enough to remember the old days of traditional farming where, you know, there was a lot of cultivation done and we had dust storms and, you know, some serious erosion problems within those farming enterprises. And glyphosate came along and allowed us to run conservation farming systems that protected our soil and reduced erosion and, you know, increased productivity.
I understand that as long as the use of it is per the label instructions, like you mentioned, it is an important tool for farmers, but there's been some research out of Australia, New Zealand, the US and Canada has concluded it's unlikely to cause cancer in humans. Is that right?
Look, I think glyphosate's been around for nearly 40 years now, and you know we've had regulatory authorities that have actually, you know, continually tested Roundup or glyphosate for safety. And the reality is, you know, international organisations determined that, you know, there's no conclusive evidence that it's harmful to human health. And so that's, you know, we need to keep that in mind. And you know, I think that it's really important to ensure that, you know, we look at the science. It's all well and good if people have an opinion on what's possible, but the reality is, you know, there's a lot of energy and time spent on establishing science and, you know, certainly evidence for, you know, things that are regular everyday occurrences and work conditions in other industries that have proved to be significantly greater risk, to human health and the environment.
How important is this chemical for farmers in their day-to-day productions and activities?
I think it's essential, and essential in terms of how we provide, you know, valuable ecosystem services back to our community. As I said a little bit earlier, the change and the significant value that glyphosate poured into erosion and dust control and our current conservation farming systems, particularly in the drying grain areas, you know, it's been essential, you know, improving productivity, but also improving our environmental outcomes. And so, you know, it's an important part of the chemistry to control weeds, but also to ensure that, you know, we can manage those ecosystem services and the conservation farming methods we use. And you know, glyphosate's been really important in terms of productivity because it's allowed farming enterprises to step into technologies that we wouldn't otherwise have been available to us, and things like the zero-till technology and tillage and planting have meant that, you know, we've been able to meet some of the climate variability stresses that come onto agriculture. And, you know, allow ourselves to, you know, make sure the planting windows and the windows for production are either extended or maximised for their productivity potential.
Agriculture Science Committee Chair David Mailer there.